The Healing Power of Chocolate Milk. New recipe for medicinal chocolate milk. A few chocolate milk varieties. Here are some tools with which you can discover what's the best chocolate drink with medicinal qualities for you. As ingredients, you only use medicinal plants. In chocolate drinks from the supermarket, there's too much sugar, vegetable oils, but in fact chemically processed fats, and too many sweeteners. That makes industrial chocolate milk a disease-promoting product. How can you still enjoy chocolate drinks without becoming unhealthy? With coconut cream, you can make vegan chocolate milk yourself. That already makes a huge difference in terms of health. There are many nutrients in coconut fat, and research shows that it had beneficial effects for the body, especially the brains. Cocoa itself is also very healthy, but just as pure as possible. You can sweeten it with stevia tea. Stevia is also a medicinal plant, so you use healthy, tasty products to create your own drink. You can enhance the flavor of the drink with the soft tones of cinnamon. So here's an example of a recipe for chocolate milk. Coconut cream, cocoa, coconut blossom sugar or palm sugar, stevia cinnamon tea, and then palm sugar or panela. So there are many kinds of health sugars with the same names, like the palm sugar and the coconut blossom sugar, which are actually different. Firstly, you need to make stevia tea. To make a strong, sweet stevia water, you let the stevia cinnamon tea be for 12 till 24 hours. This water you can use to sweeten different drinks such as tea, coffee and chocolate drinks. You can also use it to make sweet pies, cookies and cakes. So what you do for this chocolate drink, so you already have made stevia tea yesterday. That's what you should have done for this recipe. Firstly, you boil the water. In the meantime, you put the cocoa powder, coconut cream, palm sugar and stevia cinnamon tea in a cup. Mix it well so it becomes smoothie. Add palm sugar according to your own taste, or don't do this because maybe stevia and cinnamon tea is already sweet enough for you. Add boiling hot water, stir it well, and a chocolate drink is ready. So why is this delicious chocolate milk medicinal? Stevia is an anti-diabetic and anti-Alzheimer's herb. It improves the control of blood sugar levels. And that's all according to science. Now, I also wrote an article about stevia, and I wrote an article about cinnamon, and I wrote an article about palm sugar. So you can all read the scientific backgrounds for what I'm saying. And stevia works especially well against cinnamon. Cinnamon is also an anti-inflammatory herb. According to scientists, cinnamon works especially well against arthritis, osteoarthritis and gout. Now, palm sugar contains all the minerals that sugar needs to be digested. And palm sugar is good against anemia, against fatigue, and good for energy management. And palm sugar is also actually very good for the body because most people eat too much refined sugar, and palm sugar is like a good compensation when you eat too much refined sugar. Coconut cream is a vegan type of cream that is similar in taste to the cream that is used to make whipped cream. You can also make whipped cream of the right type of coconut cream. And coconut cream contains all kinds of healthy fats. And santan is the Indonesian name of coconut fat. Also in Thailand, people sell this. So in tropical supermarkets you can buy this. Otherwise you use coconut cream or coconut oil. That's all good for making a chocolate drink. Cocoa is a strengthening agent. You become calmer and it gives a lot of energy in the body because it contains a lot of minerals and fat. So cocoa is also a health promoting plant. But what's wrong with the supermarket chocolate milk? Now, chocolate milk from the industry is very unhealthy for humans, while the recipe I just given produces a super healthy chocolate milk with medicinal qualities. And what causes this gigantic difference? There are two main reasons and some side reasons. Industrial chocolate milk contains refined sugar, a substance of which industrial manufacturers know for over 50 years it causes cancer, cardiovascular disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's and obesity, among many other diseases. So people already know this. It's like the tobacco industry, they already know a long time ago that it's promoting diseases, but they never said this. Well, in the case of the sugar industry, it's much more worse, because sugar is actually much more unhealthy than smoking tobacco. Industrial chocolate also contains refined cow's milk, and that's not good anymore. The milk used to be very healthy. The nutrients have been removed, and the aqueous infusion that remains contains leftovers of used antibiotics in the cow industry, with many bioamines or inflammation causing non-nutrients, and a too large amount of calcium, which produces weak bones. According to Neuroscience, too much calcium is producing weak bones for humans. And mind you that some brands even advertise with added synthetic calcium to milk, which actually makes the milk more disease promoting, while consumers are led in the illusion they are helping their body by choosing something healthy. Furthermore, there are other unnecessary sweetening and flavoring substances in many types of chocolate milk that cause inflammation in our body. Perhaps you now think, how is it possible that food is permitted in the supermarket that makes people ill? That's because in the case of milk and sugar, the deterioration process has gone very slowly. The refining process was getting better. Every industrial improvement of the refining process meant that the product obtained a longer shelf life and results in a product that gives more inflammatory processes in the human body, because we need all these substances whole. We don't need a part of milk, we need all the milk. And the refining process, the industrial processes, take all the good stuff out. And next to the milk problem, we can find all kinds of research that proves that raw milk is much more healthy than industrial milk. Though there is a tendency among governments in this world to forbid the sale of raw milk. Even more frightening are the researches that show people living in areas around industrial milk factories or this bio cow industry. Those people suffer more diseases, also deadly viruses like this Q fever, which is actually connected to goats, but is an actual disease. In the Netherlands, more than 100 people died of this Q fever, and it's all related to the bio industry, but nobody in Holland is complaining, because it's like the country with very hard mind control policy. So you can make a variation to your own wish. Since there are no taste laws and creative limit, it is possible to vary with each existing recipe. Other ingredients that can be added to the recipe of medicinal cow milk can be used as like turmeric or kola nut, real butter, cocoa butter, oatmeal, coconut flour, almond flour, and this gives a milky effect. Whipped cream, coconut milk, cane sugar molasses, And if you put a little banana or avocado in the blender, together with water, this will give a naturally creamy effect. And this product can be used to make creamy, vegan, cool chocolate milk. So banana, water, cocoa powder in the blender makes a creamy, cool chocolate drink for in a hot summer. It's really nice. Regular food for common people. Why would you create new recipes yourself? So the man is dull and lifeless, and Slavi is an earthly creature and at the same time an inspired co-creator of the universe. So it's now the case today that most people are in their habitual mode of apathy. The wheels of daily life has caused many people circling around, and one is being lived by this self-created demon. Many people stick to habits, eat and drink the same every day. However, this custom is a human construction. It does not reflect your in nature. Co-creators are people who can think for themselves and develop processes. So, I mean, think for yourself what you want and don't watch advertisements and base your shopping list on advertisements, because this is all product that you don't need. That's why they are advertised, because you don't take them naturally. Creating recipes is a natural thing to do.